Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Friday, January 21st, 2022. US equity futures are down after Wall Street closed lower yesterday, with S&P futures down 0.1% and NASDAQ futures down 0.4% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad weakness in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bond yields are weaker, with the US 10-year off 5 basis points at 1.79%. The dollar is softer versus the Japanese yen and euro, but firmer against the Aussie, sterling, and the loonie. Oil is down more than 2%, gold is weaker, industrial metals are mixed, and cryptocurrencies are broadly lower. It's been fairly quiet from a headline perspective overnight. Bond volatility remains a feature, with yields sharply lower following rate stabilization on Wednesday. The appetite for haven assets has driven demand for bonds amid a broad risk-off move and after the recent repricing in Fed rate hike expectations. Markets are currently pricing in up to 4 hikes in 2022, with rate liftoff in March. The Bank of England is also seen lifting rates again in February, with at least another 2 further moves this year. Meanwhile, the ECB is also seen lifting rates by the fourth quarter, despite ongoing guidance that conditions are unlikely to be met to raise rates this year. On the corporate earnings front, developments have been negative after Netflix guided subscriber numbers well below expectations during its fourth quarter earnings release yesterday after the close. In after-hours trading, Netflix shares were down more than 20%. Among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Schlumberger, IHS Markit, and Huntington Bank shares. In other news, attention is also on geopolitics after the White House was forced to clarify its position on Ukraine after President Biden suggested a minor incursion by Russian forces might not prompt a severe allied response. Meanwhile, the ongoing drip feed of negative news against UK Prime Minister Johnson continues amid a report that a civil servant investigating Downing Street COVID breaches found an email confirming concerns were raised by a senior official at Number 10 over the lockdown event. On the macro front, UK retail sales missed and consumer confidence deteriorated. Overnight, Japan's inflation rise was lower than expected in December, while core deflation deepened, likely squashing recent talk of policy normalization. In other developments, President Biden said yesterday that he backed the Fed policy shift to combat inflation, while on the fiscal policy front, he noted that the Build Back Better legislation would likely have to be broken up into pieces to pass Congress. And he added that it's not there yet on possible easing of tariffs on Chinese goods. Due up on today's US economic calendar, leading indicators, while Canadian retail sales are also due. In corporate news, it was a busy day of headlines for Peloton Interactive. After CNBC reported intraday that the company would halt production of bikes and treadmills, the company's CEO sent a note to the Peloton team saying that the rumors that the company is halting all production of bikes and treadmills are false, although he acknowledged that the company now needs to evaluate its organization structure and the size of its team. Meanwhile, the New York Post reported that the company has too many machines and not enough demand and is therefore postponing the opening of a plant in Ohio, while an article in The Information speculated that Apple would be the obvious buyer of Peloton if it comes to that. Asian equities closed lower almost everywhere overnight. The selling began first thing on read-through from the US sell-off on Thursday, but abated mid-morning with many indices closing off their lows. Japan saw the worst of the falls in the morning session before closing around 1% lower. Australia closed before the bounce began and ended more than 2% lower, led by weakness in mining stocks. Greater China was also down, with Shenzhen the worst performer, and Korea and Taiwan were among the worst in the region as tech sold down. In regional news, Bank of Japan minutes for December showed a focus on tweaks to COVID funding. China's government is encouraging banks to lend more following a slow start to the year, but also wants to curb the influence of technology companies and eliminate corruption linked to the disorderly expansion of capital. And the Bank of China is reportedly about to lower rates on its standing lending facility to cap a week of monetary policy easing. European equity markets are lower in early trade. In European news, in what appears to be a coordinated move, some EU governments are either pausing or lifting pandemic restrictions. And the UK may face a severe cost of living crunch in April amid a price cap rise and scheduled tax increases. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.